A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While Peter was still speaking, a cloud came, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last August, I had the gift of hiking with friends for a week in Rocky Mountain National Park. It was nothing short of awesome. We started out the week on the less challenging trails and worked our way up to those that were more difficult, longer, steeper, and more rugged. There were times when I was sure I could not climb another step. No way was I going to make it to the top. These were the moments when the company of more experienced hikers and encouraging friends meant the most. Encouragement to keep going, assurances that the ultimate destination would be worth the sweat and pain. One foot in front of the other. Stick to the trail. Stopping briefly to catch my breath and refuel with a drink of water. One step at a time. And then, finally, at the top of the trail, an expansive, beautiful vista left me speechless. Miles and miles of absolute splendor in every direction. My fatigue melted away, displaced by the energy of breathtaking wonder. I can resonate with Peter in today's gospel. It is good to be here. I would have given anything to hold on to that moment. Staying on the top of the mountain, however, is not an option no matter how wonderful it feels. Mountaintop experiences are nourishment for the journey. They are intended to give us the vision we need so that we can navigate the terrain that stretches out from the foot of the mountain with a bit more wisdom, hope, and confidence. Something happens inside of us when we are on the mountaintop. The bigger vision stays with us. And as we descend the mountain, we know that there is always more than can be seen from where we stand. The image of Jesus going up the mountain to pray tells us that he is seeking a greater vision. In prayer, in communion with God, Jesus seeks to see in new ways. He wants God's view so that he understands as God understands. Divine light shines through Jesus and illumines his way. Communion with God is Jesus is mountaintop. Here Jesus opens himself and receives divine wisdom that lights his way. Having attained God's mind, Jesus' actions embody the kingdom of God in our midst. Jesus' mountaintop vision directs his steps as he makes the walk through the hills and valleys to Jerusalem. Like Jesus, we, his disciples, commit ourselves to seek the mind of God just as Jesus did. Lent, therefore, is a special time of prayer. It is a time to go to the mountaintop, to be in communion with God. From the mountaintop, we can see how well we are doing in our efforts to imitate Jesus. We can seek to see as God sees. We open our understanding to receive God's mind on things. We open to the transforming work of the Spirit within us. We desire to be filled with divine light and walk in its way. Only the mountain view will give us the light we need to imitate Jesus. Only the mountain view will give us the heart and the will to love our neighbors and to love our enemies and to defy the power of death.